Victims of the wildfires in Southern California are beginning the slow and often difficult process of rebuilding their homes. More than $9 million in federal grants and loans already have been approved to help victims of the fires. But the bulk of the costs for home construction will be paid by insurance companies. Alex Cohen, a member station KQED, reports that even those who had insurance may have a hard time recovering their losses.
Greg Kittleson and his wife have learned a lot about insurance in the week since their two-bedroom home in the hills of Claremont was destroyed by fire. But they still have plenty of questions. That's why they came to a workshop held this week by the California Department of Insurance, FEMA, and several private insurance providers. Kittleson says he always loved his home, but he had no idea just how much it was worth.
There was a pane of glass that was 9 by 11 feet, one single pane of glass, and that was put in years ago. Now it has to be tempered glass. I don't even know if I can get the glass locally. Somebody said I had to get it east of the Mississippi, and I'm in California.
Kittleson says his insurance company has been great so far. When his agent paid him a visit, he gave Kittleson a check for emergency living expenses before he even introduced himself. But when the couple began looking into what it would cost to rebuild their home, they found out they were grossly underinsured.
If they would have given me a stupidity clause in my insurance policy, I would have gladly paid the premium on my stupidity clause.
Being underinsured isn't a sign of stupidity, says Phil Gross of California's Department of Insurance. He says it's a problem that will plague many victims of the recent fires, given the complexities of insurance policies and the high cost of rebuilding.
Building materials, labor, those things are going up at an alarming rate. And so if you haven't had your insurance modified within the last 5 or 6 years, you could easily find yourself underinsured.
To a certain extent, Gross says California has learned from its past mistakes. After the Oakland Hills firestorm in 1991, many homeowners discovered that their homes weren't insured as fully as they had once thought, or that their policies didn't adequately adjust for inflation. As a result, the legislature passed a bill requiring the California insurance companies let policyholders know each year exactly how much coverage they have and their options for upgrading. But Gross says many homeowners don't carefully read all the information sent to them.
You get your renewal in the mail, you get your policy, you pay the bill, you stick the policy in the drawer. And usually that's where it stays until something happens.
And there's another problem. Fire victims looking to rebuild their homes will also have to face California's strict building codes. Dan Dunmoyer is with the Personal Insurance Federation of California, a trade association representing some of the state's largest insurance companies. Dunmoyer says unless they've specifically provided for code upgrades, homeowners may have to spend thousands out of their own pockets to rebuild.
If you have a 50 or 60 year home, there's been a number of code changes that may have occurred since then, dual pane windows, different wiring requirements. Some of those wouldn't cost that much money, wiring requirements. Some may cost more money, like better windows.
Insurance companies are expected to pay as much as $1.5 billion to policyholders in the four affected counties of Southern California. But that will take time, as adjusters are just beginning to assess the damage and destruction left by the wildfires. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen.